This is Tiffany the Lass.
And this is Mary Jane.
And we're at the Honey Bee Hive with Maystar. Fashion line, you are performing as a band, and you also put on a fashion whore monthly show.
Yes.
And how do you find the time for all of this?
Not sleeping? Yeah. I work about 80 hours a week, so on everything, like sewing and then practicing and then performing and then trying to find designers and makeup artists and hair people and so on.
Out of the three projects that you have going on, which is your favorite? Which one do you get to express most of yourself out of?
Our band, definitely. The other things are just kind of work. That's about it.
Well, how long has your band been going on? When did you guys get started?
We've been working together for about a year now. I had songs before, like starting in 2002, but this current lineup is just for a year. So, but this is the permanent lineup.
Abe, where were you before?
I was playing in another band, and my drummer quit, so Maystar became my permanent band.
And was that in San Diego?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Do you guys have any plans to start touring, or do you tour?
Yeah, we tour. We like to tour as much as we can between work, so we're going to San Francisco next month, and then in December we're going to Nevada and Arizona.
Oh, cool.
Maybe Texas.
Oh, wow. So. Just the two of you.
Yeah.
And all your props. There, it was a beautiful presentation up there. Did you design that? We read that you went to UCSD and you studied theater.
Yeah.
And was this a project there, or how did you come up with this creation?
It was just something both of us came up with. We decided we wanted things, so halfway inspired by theater.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, do you guys have a narrative that you try to put on when you perform? Because, I mean, with you changed costume and you have a really elaborate set. Is there kind of a story, or is it just for fun?
No, there's not really a story. One fan once said that we were kind of like Romeo and Juliet, if with some of our older songs, but there's no intentional story.
There's definitely a story, I think.
What is the story?
The story is we're a two-person band, so we had to like figure out something to make it kind of interesting, because with only such minimal instruments going on, you have to like have more than just like going up there and playing. So we had to come up with some kind of theme for the whole thing. So we decided we'd try to make the band theatrical, and our common like bond together was the fact that we were both really depressed when we started playing. So we just started writing depressing songs and went with it.
Do you guys have any real prominent musical influences? Are there any bands that you really draw from, or genres?
Not really. We like a lot of bands, but we don't really sound like the bands we like. Not very much, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. So. What was the last show that you went to? Either or together or on your own?
Maybe Black Heart Procession?
Yeah.
How long ago was that? I mean, do you have time to go out?
Not really. When we mainly go out to pass out flyers for our show, so that's when we'll go to another show. So, but it's still not... Usually we miss the show, so.
Okay, so I wanted to just take this opportunity to have you explain your club fashion whore.
Well, it's basically a fashion show for local designers, independent designers from LA and New York and wherever. And after that's done, it becomes like an electro clash club with theme nights where you're supposed to dress up kind of like Halloween twice a month.
Oh, twice a month?
Yeah.
And where do you put these shows on?
It's a place called San Diego Sports Club. So it's like a sports bar that we've invaded and taken over and remodeled. So.
And you put in a runway and everything?
Yeah.
One of your fans wrote to us and said that they would hope that on your MySpace page that you could put up video of your fashion show. Have you thought about doing that?
Like We might put it on the fashion whore profile, but not our own, because okay. It's not really band related at all. So,
so Abe, you don't ever show up to those?
No, she used to make me like do all the work for the fashion whore, but I'm slowly getting out of it.
And what is all the work? What does that entail?
Setting up like visuals and lights and like spinning cubes and she still makes me pass out flyers, so I pass out flyers. Or not pass out, I put them at the stores, sorry.
And about how long does it take to set up for one of your club nights?
About 3 hours, including like the hair and makeup and stuff.
What has been your favorite theme? You mentioned you have themes nights.
My favorite theme, maybe Harajuku. I don't know. I'm, like, always too busy planning it to actually, like, have time to dress up, right? Like, I do dress up, but it's just not my ideal costumes, I guess.
So what kind of audience do you try to cater to for your club? Is it kind of just an anyone can show up to, or do you have a particular crowd you'd like to advertise?
It was supposed to be like my friends, like the little club kids, scenester, hipsters, whatever they're called, but those people are only maybe like 30% of the crowd, and the other 70% is completely random, like just anyone and everyone. Mm-hmm. So it's not really specifically targeted at anyone.
And how many years have you been doing this?
Just a year.
Just a year.
Yeah.
So 2 a month every, for a whole year. That's so many.
Yeah. I'm so sick of it. I do not ever want to plan another fashion show in my life.
Oh,
like,
no.
It's way too much work. We actually had, like, the salon last time. They're, like, mentioned on the flyer and everything. Like, it didn't even show up to do hair. And, like, they're like, oh, oops. We had 2 events. We'll do it next time. And it's just like, thanks for leaving us with no hair. So we always have to, like, struggle and pull everything together.
Uh-huh. So. Do you, back to Maystar, the band, do you have just one album out right now? Or
yes.
A CD?
Yeah, one CD. It's technically an EP.
EP.
Yeah.
And when will you be going back in the studio?
January.
Yeah, January, we think.
We have shows booked, like, to the end of the year, and then after that we'll probably concentrate on recording new songs.
Okay, more musically, where would you guys ultimately like to end up? Like, a couple years from now, where would you like to be? Like, would you like to be touring with someone in particular?
Or I think maybe we'd be, like to be touring with, like, The Cure, or The Knife, or Blonde Redhead. What do you think?
I think in a couple years, I want us to be big enough that people want to tour with us. But if that doesn't happen, I would like to tour with, yeah, the same bands you mentioned, probably. Maybe Dresden Dolls, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Did you guys happen to see them on Monday?
No, we were out of town. We were playing in L.A., so...
Okay, I have, like, 3 questions I always ask at the end of mine. So, what's your guys' like, favorite slang term? Or is there a phrase you overuse and you wish you didn't?
Slang term? Let's see. How about... I probably use the word like too much. Is that slang?
I don't think that's slang. Is that slang?
That's California talk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What slang term I overuse? What do I use, May? She always gets mad at me when I say the same words all the time.
Bummer, and I hate that.
I never say bummer.
Yes, you do.
I say you're ridiculous all the time.
I don't know.
We always argue, by the way. We're constantly at each other's throats.
I'm kind of against slang words. I don't know. They're kind of stupid to me. I don't know. They're like, especially like... What's the new one? A crunk that everyone says. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your drink of choice?
Alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Either or.
Carrot juice.
I would say any kind of alcohol is my drink of choice.
Good answer. All right, my last one is, how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
I can't live without eyeliner. I'm addicted to it.
I think it looks great on the certain people, but some people shouldn't be wearing it. Certain guys just doesn't look good on, but certain guys it does. But for girls, though, it looks good on girls.
All right, thank you. Would you be willing to do a pirate for Pirate Pod? No.
Come on, do it. You got the pirate dress.
No. I call my dress a pirate dress.
It is a pirate dress.